Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
It's EV News Briefly for Wednesday, 11th of June. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get them ad-free. You can be just like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with news of China's Commerce Ministry reporting that talks with the European Union about setting minimum prices for Chinese EVs are almost done. These negotiations began after the EU imposed high tariffs on Chinese EV imports, claiming unfair government subsidies. Tariffs significantly reducing Chinese EV sales in Europe, but prompted some companies to focus on plug-in hybrids, others like BYD and Chery, building European factories. Recent meetings between China and the EU have been moving quickly. Chevrolet is eliminating the rear-wheel drive Blazer EV from their lineup to streamline the offerings. The new lineup will feature front-wheel drive and all-wheel drive, plus performance all-wheel drive versions in the SS trim. The previous rear-wheel drive version offered the longest range of 334 miles from its 102 kilowatt-hour battery. BYD is launching its plug-in hybrid minivan, the BYD M9, internationally, starting with Mexico. Ooh, I hope we get that here. The vehicle launched in January in China, priced from $35,000 equivalent. Now, this is a plug-in hybrid. It has 111 miles of electric range. Buick unveiled the Electra E5. Now, don't get too excited. This is China only, but if only the rest of us could get vehicles like this. A brand like Buick bringing a vehicle on Ultium 2 platform, 900 volt architecture, 6C charging from the LFP pack made by CATL, and 373 miles of range. Oh yes please, 10 minute charge. Alright then, let's go to Spain, where Spain's electric vehicle market is experiencing big growth, with EV registrations reaching 20% in May this year. The surge follows the reintroduction of the subsidy program. Plug-in hybrids also growing as well. Recent US tariffs have caused a dramatic 72% drop in auto imports, with only 3,600 vehicles shipped in May compared to 13,000 we would usually see at the same time last year. This shortage is giving dealers more pricing power as pre-tariff inventory is depleting. Car makers are delaying new vehicle releases due to the uncertainty. Volkswagen is leveraging Rivian's software expertise. We knew that. The joint venture, starting with a $1 billion investment. The partnership actually focuses on sharing Rivian's zonal architecture and software capabilities and Rivian's R2 platform. So there's been some confusion, some misreporting, I think, this week about Volkswagen's all using Rivian's platform for their future Volkswagens. What they're using is the zonal architecture and software capabilities. Each brand is still going to be unique, but there will be some underlying technology. The European-funded Macbeth project, led by VTT Technical Research, aims to accelerate heavy-duty electric trucks and the adoption of those, with 10 million euros of funding. The four-year project involves 19 organizations developing megawatt charging systems and robotized charging arms. This is the future! Wincanton has already added 24 electric trucks from DAF, Volvo and Renault. And meanwhile, Daimler Truck is partnering with DHL for 30 e-Actroses next year. And finally, Tesla faces potential challenges to its regulatory credit revenue stream. Critics of Tesla over the years have pointed out, oh, well, you wouldn't be profitable if it wasn't for the regulatory credits. Yeah, that's not Tesla's fault, is it? Tesla are playing the hand they were dealt. They are playing by the same rules as everybody else. Everybody else wasn't making enough EVs and had to pay Tesla. Generated $600 million last quarter. Republican senators, though, maybe after the fallout between Musk and Trump, now Republicans want to remove the penalties from the fuel economy rules, which would remove that revenue stream from Tesla. And that is Briefly.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.